You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And we've got some very special guests in the studio today, some last-minute special guests. Welcome Adam Beach, actor, and Grace Hawkins with Klinka and Haida. And I'm so glad you could make it on the show today.
Gesundheit.
Where did you travel here from, Adam?
I was in Vancouver. I'm shooting a TV show called Nancy Drew.
Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about some of the work you've done?
Oh, man. I've been an actor since I was 19. I'm 46, done over 90 film and television. Law & Order SVU was a good show that people like.
A good show that people like? That's quite the understatement. And Grace, I want to introduce you as well. And tell me a little bit about why you guys brought Adam to town.
We brought Adam here as a motivational speaker. We deal with the unemployed and the underemployed individuals. And so this conference that we're putting on is focused around employability skills.
Excellent. Yeah. And then you also have a job fair coming up that I know you wanted to mention.
Yes. So tomorrow our job fair starts. It's a job fair slash resource fair. And we have about 30 tables, and it starts from 1 to 4. And it's opened up to the public.
And where will that be again?
It's at the Centennial Hall.
Excellent. Okay. Are you expecting a lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Adam, did you already give your talk to the Power Conference?
Yeah. Today I was talking to the individuals. And when I speak, I kind of just go into dialogue of who I am, what my challenges are and were. And I try to kind of motivate people to live a healthy life and have a perspective of their journey that they're going through right now.
Did you feel like people, your message resonated with the audience?
I hope so. People were laughing, and you know, they they like knowing that I try my best to be humble and down to earth. When they find out that my teachings through Anishinaabe culture, I'm Anishinaabe from Manitoba, when they start understanding that, you know, I've been learning those teachings since I was 16, and they're a part of me and a part of my growth and who I am, it brings out a good perspective that we as Native people still practice and teach our traditions.
You have been one of the most prominent Indigenous actors in Hollywood for the past 20 years. What is your opinion on how Indigenous people are depicted in films and movies? Are opportunities and roles, the stories being told, are they getting, how's that changed since you've been an actor?
Well, I was mentioning today while I was talking to the group that, you know, Hollywood has a romanticism. That will always be there, because if you look at Hollywood films, the underlying theme is about cowboys and Indians. That's how America was kind of created. And through those themes, you can see this battle, you know, amongst both sides. And what I'm trying to do is, you know, make the right choices for the movies I do, because it matters to me that we change the stigma of the savage Indian, but show us in that romanticism that a lot of people have us in as, you know, culturally relevant. We're still here. We still teach. We have beautiful songs. And our languages are alive, and we're not going anywhere. A lot of people think, you know, we died off or something. We're still here.
I can't believe people think that. Would you say that there's more interest in telling Indigenous stories through movies and film these days in this era of enormous blockbusters? Mm-hmm. How does it all fit together? How do you fit in?
Well, you know, I was, before Stan Lee died, we were talking about, you know, creating a Native American superhero. And it came to me to realize that we as Native people haven't put us in that theme, in that world yet. we haven't stepped out of our traditional aspect of connected to the land and put it into that story form of what would a superhero have. You know, Marvel has created, DC has created these native themed superheroes, but we haven't created it yet. So how do we take our teachings and put it into this make-believe one hero saves all? So I think we're still trying to find that. Eventually we'll get there. And, you know, when it comes to Hollywood movies, they will call us when they need us. And at the moment now, we have to create our own stories from our perspective before they say, okay, we'll work with you from that angle. So it's still a growth process. We're still learning. I'm going to direct a film soon. I'm seeking funding, and I'm hoping those are kind of the baby steps we're taking to put our stories in our hands.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that you're working on that, that people are thinking about it, and that we can look forward to something big to come. Big or small, actually.
Yes.
That's great. Well, thanks for answering my questions. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I know right now you're working on a music project, and I'm really sorry. I don't think I can play the song that you gave me because you've got the new iPhone, and we're not set up for that. But tell me all about it, and we'll make sure we get it on our station at some point.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm planning a kind of an acoustic tour with a friend of mine that I'm writing music with, and his album is coming out, and he asked me to put a song on the album, which I did, and other songs we worked together. And we want to just kind of show people that, you know, we have something else to offer. And I'm hoping that through this I can create create a opportunity for other Native musicians to follow up with a tour and get our music out there.
What's the name of the song or the album?
The album, he hasn't come up with a name yet. It's still in studio. We'll be done at the end of this month.
And
we have 3 more days.
What's the name of the song?
The Far Away.
Far Away.
Yeah.
And so it's you and your friend. What's his name?
Brad Henry. He's a Tlingit from inland in the Yukon.
Excellent. Well, we would be very excited to hear that. So I'm going to make sure I get a copy of that.
Awesome.
Adam Beach, Grace Hawkins, thank you so much for being here today and talking about your role in the Power Conference put on by Tlingit and Haida. And Grace, can you tell me one more time, what are the details of the job fair that's open to the public?
The job fair has about 30 vendors on employers and resources. We start at 1 and end at 4. Held at the Centennial Hall.
It's an honor to have you both here today. Thank you so much.
And
yes?
Tonight is Nancy Drew. It's its second episode, and I play Chief McGinnis, so
really?
Maybe you could watch it tonight.
I did not know that. That is so exciting. Exciting, sorry. I'm all flustered. Adam Beach, thanks so much for stopping by today, and Grace, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.